Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to continue the discussion about how to keep your home warm, dry, and light during our harsh winters. So today I want to finish some thoughts on keeping your home dry. Sometimes a damp feeling home can be from internal sources, such as the steam from a hot shower or boiling water in the kitchen, or even wet jackets that are brought indoors. Having fans that vent outside are really helpful in the kitchen and bathroom for pushing that moist air directly outside, but some moisture is just unavoidable. One trick is to periodically overheat your home for a little while, like an hour, during a stretch of dry weather, and then open windows. By overheating the air, the moisture is evaporated, and then when you open the windows, that moist air is vented outside. This is particularly easy if you have wood heat because it produces so much extra heat. An added benefit of this approach is that you get some fresh air into your home. If you think about it, when your windows and doors are closed day after day with your furnace set to recirculate, you're really not getting much fresh air. Of course, you can also get moisture into your home from the outside. Many sources of outside moisture are obvious because you see a wet spot inside your home, such as from a leaky roof or window. And these should be repaired as soon as possible because they don't just let moisture into your home, which can make your life miserable. It can also let moisture into the structure of your home, and that can result in wood rot and mold. It can also open the door to a couple of wood-eating pests, such as damp wood termites. And these guys are everywhere around here, but the good news is they can only infest your home if the wood is damp. There are less obvious ways for moisture to be a problem. For example, if your home doesn't have rain gutters, then water can run off your roof and be blown onto the outside walls of your home. This is especially a problem with many of the homes in this area that have very small or even non-existent overhangs or eaves. Craftsman homes, on the other hand, with their long overhanging eaves, are naturally better at shedding water away. Now, when the side of your house is drenched in water, then moisture can seep into even the smallest of cracks around windows and even your siding. There may not be any obvious sign inside your home, but this can lead to the same issues as an obvious leak. Gutters that direct water away from your home can also ensure that you don't get excessive moisture under your home, which is another common problem here in Humboldt County. I want to finish by mentioning air gaps, which is just some space that you leave between furniture or whatever and your walls. Dead air is the enemy of a dry home and is often the place where mold starts. So ensure that air can circulate around everything in your home, and then you'll have a chance at keeping moisture under control no matter how it gets in. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.